Joined now in the studio by a couple very special guests. You may know them, Sandra Kamata and Charlotte White, both here representing Skajaja. And they got a beach shack boil coming up this Saturday, 6:30 to 10 p.m. at the American Legion Post 6. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us about the beach shack boil. What's going on?
So we're having a beach shack boil on Saturday at the Legion Post from 6:30 to 10. And there's lots of great food. We have music by Lester Fricks, which is kind of bluegrass band, and silent auction, and some special speakers.
I'll be emceeing, so
and
I'm looking
Aaron
forward
will
to
be
that.
Emceeing.
Yes, yes. Super fun.
Celebrity emceeing.
We're so excited.
Sort of pseudo celebrity. how big of an event is this? I know you've done this before, and you really take over the American Legion, and I've seen pictures of it. And if you've been to the American Legion before, it's a really nice room, but you just sort of transform it into the Lowcountry. Yeah,
we do. Yeah. We spend lots of time. We have a big committee it's not a big committee, it's just a few people, but they totally transform the whole space.
It's a small committee that does a big job.
Yes, exactly. And they hang lights and Spanish moss, and it looks really great. And it's like a blank canvas, so the Legion Post. And it's great. The last few years we've sold out. So last year, I don't think we could have fit one more person in that space, which is great.
That's a big space,
it
too.
It is. Yeah. It's great. And we have the high school Skajaja Club kids, members, do the check-in, check-out, clear tables. And it's an all-adult event except for the workers. They're kids.
Awesome. So this is going to be a beach shack boil, so Lowcountry shrimp boil. So if you're into that kind of food, this is for you. Beer,
cooked
wine.
On site.
Beer, cooked wine. On site. Awesome. Beer, wine, sweet tea, live music. Again, Lester Fricks is going to be performing. What else goes on at this event?
We will have a few of our recipients speak. And we will have a Communiversity performance by our students. We have funded two
elementary students
who go to the after-school program at UNC called Communiversity. They'll be performing a short performance. And then we have a few recipients as well as a social worker speak. So it's very nice to hear testimonials of how you've touched people's lives and what they've done, what their pay it forward is. So it's just a very nice night to celebrate. It's very casual. Mm-hmm. Celebrate what we do in this community.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser, and it's also a celebration of all of the cool stuff that Skajaja does over the course of the year. And again, we're joined by Sandra and Charlotte from Skajaja. For people who don't know, what is Skajaja? First of all, how did the name get started? Because this is S-K-J-A-J-A.
Would you like me to explain that?
Right ahead.
Okay, my sister-in-law, Kim Glasser, gave all her family members money on her birthday to, quote, pay it forward. And she said, take this money, go do something for someone, and come back and tell me what you do with the money. And my husband and I were inspired by our kids, because the first year our son, who was 5 years old at the time, gave his money to Rainbow Soccer so a kid could play Rainbow Soccer that couldn't afford it. And my daughter gave her money to the art teacher to buy art supplies. And so the second year when my sister-in-law did this, we decided that we would make Skajaja so that it would kind of keep going. Mm-hmm. And Skajaja stands for Scott, Kim, Josh, Ashley, Jessica, Adam, which is the way they sign their gift cards as a family when they would get gifts. So we kind of named it after my sister-in-law's family.
Mm-hmm. And it really is it's not just a great organization, but it's also a great idea for an organization. Like, we're funding people, but also getting them to, like you said, pay it forward
by
doing good works in the community in order to earn the funds to do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are we were talking about this, what was that, last week, I think, we were talking about this event coming up, and you were sharing some of the really cool stories that you've heard from people who have been involved and have gotten back into the program, and people who are just as excited now about doing their project as they are about the thing that they're getting funds for.
Absolutely. Well, first, we filter and funnel our recipients through the family specialist at the schools in the Chapel Harbor school system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in need of funds, just go talk to your family specialist. They have the applications. And then we, of course, go through the applications and say yay or nay, and we hate to turn any kids away. So, but the students present a Pay It Forward project. And what is really neat, they have really come up with some amazing projects. One did a huge drive for Haiti. One did a beautiful mural in the arts wing at East Chapel Hill High School. So they're really doing some great things, and they're going off to college doing amazing things. We do have one student that we funded to go to a music camp. I think it was at UNCG, and now actually he's a student at UNCG majoring in music. So just amazing things going on, giving these kids opportunities to participate in enrichment activities.
I got an application back the other day. Not an application. They do a log and tell us what they did. And this 8-year-old girl sent in her log, and she said that she had collected items for a needy family, like soap and toothbrush and toothpaste, and that she had helped her neighbor with housework and cleaning her yard. And
that's
I just thought it was awesome. She was 8 years old, and she had filled out the little form and faxed it back to us. So, and she was one of the Communiversity students.
Right. So
that's cool.
Small, big, doesn't matter. They're making a difference.
And it really catches on, too. A student see one person doing it, and then they start doing it, and then it grows and grows and grows.
Exactly.
How has it been growing?
How much has it been growing?
I mean, we were talking about this before. Like, it starts with this small idea, and it just sort of balloons from there.
Yeah, and it kind of just keeps getting bigger. And it wasn't, we really just, we laugh about the name. We're like, would we have named it that if we had, now looking back, we just thought it was just a little family thing. We were going to raise some money. We would give it away. And then all of a sudden, we're 501c3 and we're bigger and bigger. And the first day of school, I have social workers calling me going, I have students ready for some funding. And I'm like, okay, great. It's first day of school. But it does. I mean, the more people that find out about it, the more people that want to be involved, the more people that say, wow, my student can actually maybe have access to do these activities. And the families get involved, families that we've helped, and they come to us and go, well, can we volunteer at the fundraiser? Can we do that? They start to try to become part of Skajaja, too. So it's just a great
building. We have interest in other counties. They want to start, they want us to expand into other counties.
It's a good model, too.
It is a very good model, but for right now, we just don't want to turn any students away.
We do every year.
We turn them away every year, so that's why we need fundraisers like the Beach Shack Boil to be able to fund these kids.
And that Beach Shack Boil is going to be this Saturday, November 14th, 6:30 to 10 p.m. at the American Legion Post 6. That's on Legion Road in Chapel Hill, right just off of Ephesus Church? No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just off of Ephesus Church.
Right behind Rams Plaza.
Right. Yeah. I was trying to give a sense of where the direction is. Like, I know how to get there. It's like, oh, where is that off of? But, right off of Ephesus Church Road, right behind Rams Plaza. SkajajaFund.org is the website if you want to find out more about the organization, how you can get involved, how you can donate, you can volunteer. You can also get tickets to the Beach Shack Boil, $45 a person, $85 a couple, and that's SKJAJAFund.org, SkajajaFund.org.
Yep.
What else do people need to know about this event, about Skajaja?
The event is very casual, so everyone, jeans are welcome.
As a low country boil ought to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes,
very
shrimp with wine, fancy. Beer, dessert.
And there's a few tickets left, and we would love to have, we have lots of new people coming this year we're excited about, and we have Color the Hills in the spring. That's our other big fundraiser that some people see a lot of signs with that.
Exactly, and that's us.
We're always looking for volunteers. We had a volunteer come to us last year and say she started an instrument drive where she collects instruments for that people aren't using anymore and then gets them into the band director and orchestra directors. And so it's just cool how people just come and say, I have this idea. What do you think? And we're like, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. And a lot of these are great ideas that just might not necessarily come to fruition without Skajaja there to inspire it, which
is also...
Exactly.
And we've been told by family specialists that actually, the different camps and tutors or whatever that their students want to do, there's not really scholarships out there for the kids. So if it weren't for Skajaja, they wouldn't have funds.
Right.
which is
and
nice.
Field trips, you know, and field trips and that kind of thing. Like
PTAs
that.
And they only have so much money to give. So it's just nice to hear that we are making a difference.
Well, again, you can make a difference too and help them out. SkajajaFund.org is the website. Go there. Learn more about Skajaja, donate, volunteer, and get tickets to the Beach Shack Boil Saturday, November 14th, 6:30 to 10 p.m. American Legion Post 6 on Legion Road. It's going to be a great event. I'll be there. Looking forward to seeing you as well. Charlotte, Sandra, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.